Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle choices. For 30 minutes each Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide your once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a body beautiful coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle transformation coach, and Shermin, who is a life sanity coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to be used for the purpose or substitute of any diagnosis, treatment, prevention, or curing of any disease or condition without the care and advice of a qualified, licensed medical professional. We highly recommend a visit with your doctor prior to attempting any new behavior that may affect your health. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Shermin, one of your hosts, and I'm here today with our other two co-hosts, Wendy and Krista.
Hi, everyone. This is Wendy.
And this is Krista. Hello, Shermin and Wendy, and thank you to our listeners for joining us today. We have the great pleasure of having Dr. Rosie Kuhn as a very special guest on our show again today. Dr. Rosie is an author, educator, coach, and leadership facilitator. She has a PhD in transpersonal psychology and is a preeminent thought leader in the field of transformational coaching, coach training, and leadership development. She is also the author of the popular book Self-Empowerment 101 and founder of the Paradigm Shift Coaching Group. We had Dr. Rosie as a guest on our show a few months ago when we were talking about personal transformation and how it isn't all that it's cracked up to be. If you missed this episode, which, by the way, aired again last week, you can still listen to it by going to Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/skies the limit. Today, we will continue our conversation with Dr. Rosie, and we are going to explore with her the fascinating topic of spiritually transformative experiences that can happen at any time to anyone, and a normal phenomenon within our reality as human beings. Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Dr. Rosie. We're so glad to have you back on our show today.
Thank you, Krista. It's very good to be here.
It is great to have you. Let me just tell everybody a little bit more about Dr. Rosie, because she has done so many interesting things. She specializes in transforming belief systems that hold individuals back in business and life. And her unique coaching model is based on systems theory, transpersonal psychology, and years of immersion in the study of addictions. She has successfully coached and trained professionals cross-functionally in numerous educational, nonprofit, and for-profit organizations. And as an educator, Rosie created the Transformational Coaching Training Program, which she also facilitated for many years. She has appeared on the podium, television, and radio at the San Francisco New Living Expo, Santa Clara University, and the Institute of Transpersonal Psychology. And besides coaching internationally and writing books and blogs, she has sailed across the Atlantic aboard a 93-foot schooner. Her second book, The Unholy Path of a Reluctant Adventurer, tells the story of her choice-making process that brought her closer to her own true essence of being. So interesting. It really is an honor to have you back on our show, Dr. Rosie.
Thank you, Shermin.
Yeah, we've really been looking forward to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just such a fascinating topic, and we just have a ton of questions for you. So let's jump right in. Wendy?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so our first question is, what is the percentage of the population that experiences spiritual transformative experiences?
So Wendy, let me just sort of identify, in a sense, what is a spiritually transformative experience.
That'd be great.
And in essence, someone, when I say those words or you guys say those words, someone's going to go, I've had one of those. So people know it, in a sense, intuitively. Spiritually transformative experiences are experiences that are quite often beyond, it's a transpersonal experience, it's beyond what we consider to be ordinary. And quite often it is a way, quite often it is associated with near-death experiences or out-of-body experiences or talking with people that have died or people that are on the other side, angels, guides, you know, our highest mystics and prophets. So it can show up in any number of ways that go beyond our current paradigm of what's real, in a sense, the three-dimensional, tangible world. The statistics and research that's been done suggests that there's at least 50% of the population that experiences transformational experiences, these spiritually transformative experiences, throughout their lifetime. Sometimes people can experience them hundreds or thousands of times. Other people, it might be once or twice. But, you know, my sense is when we ask people, when we can actually say, have you ever talked to angels or have you ever, people will more likely than not give you an incident. In fact, a couple of my friends when I came back from this conference on spiritually transformative experiences last week, they said, I've never experienced that, but my mother experienced it. And they tell the story that their mother told that she never told anyone for 30-some years, but finally felt safe enough to share that experience. So my sense is that there's, if not 50%, you know, much more more people than that. We just aren't allowed to talk about it.
Oh, gosh. And so it seems like maybe now people are starting to talk more about it because you see these books about near-death experiences, kinds of things. So
yes,
that's good that that is starting to immerse from
yes,
silence.
The International Association for Near-Death Studies is an organization that's been around for 30 years. So if people want to Google international or INDI, near-death experiences or near-death studies, they will connect themselves with this organization called the International Association for Near-Death Studies. And now this organization that I'm part of, I'm on their board of directors, and I've developed a coach training program for them, is the Association for this, or, I'm sorry, the American Center for the Integration of Spiritually Transformative Experiences. And they've taken it on, they're a nonprofit, they've taken it on training people, psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, counselors, spiritual directors, ministers, and now life coaches. They've taken it on to train people to work specifically with this population of people who've had experiences, spiritually transformative experiences, but have not been able to talk about it for fear of rejection or fear of being pathologized. If they go to a psychiatrist or a psychologist who aren't familiar with this process and this sort of what I consider to be a pretty normal part of being human, they may get pathologized, they may get a diagnosis, they may get medicated, those kinds of things that aren't necessarily in their highest good and their highest truth.
So would you mind repeating the that association that you mentioned?
Uh-huh. So ACIST is ACIST.org, and that stands for the American Center for the Integration of Spiritually Transformative Experiences.
All right, okay.
Big words, but ACIST, ACIST.org is easy to Google.
Okay, great, thank you. Thank you. And Trista, do you have a question?
Yeah, this, Dr. Rosie, these statistics are really astounding. I always thought that these experiences were so rare that only, you know, a few percent of people experience them. But based on what you're saying, it's at most, at least 50% of the population has these experiences, but they don't want to talk about it.
That's right.
for various reasons.
That's right.
So,
there's a
yes.
I was going to say one of the reports that I read, a case study, is about this person who, when she was a young girl, she was outdoor playing, and all of a sudden she got this intuitive something that said that her mother's friend Patsy had died. Now this girl is like, let's say, is 12. So it's like she, out of nowhere, she gets this knowing that her mom's friend died, and so she goes inside and says, "Mom, Patsy's died." And her mother says, "What do you know? Stop saying those things. You have no way of knowing that." And then the phone rings, and the mother answers it, and it's someone calling to say that Patsy had died.
Mm.
And the mother looks at the child, sort of horrified, and then says, "Never tell anybody about this ever, ever, ever," and shoos her out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So this happens a lot, where parents don't understand or can't, it doesn't make sense that something like this would happen. So the child is not listened to, not heard, not respected, and so the child kind of like just gets very scared of anything that's paranormal, if you will, what the term we used to call paranormal, but now is something more oriented towards the spiritually transformative experiences, but these experiences that go beyond our normal way of knowing the world, or actually the way that we believe we know the world. If we look at, there's a book that I have that I highly recommend by a fellow named Tobin Hart, H-A-R-T, The Secret Spiritual World of Children. The Secret Spiritual World of Children. And he quotes many, many of our you know, famous scientists and philosophers and mystics that are like, we use our intuition all the time. We use our guidance from beyond all the time that we don't even consider to be something other than who we are. Einstein is someone, one of those people who was very intuitive in many ways. So is Carl Jung, and many, many others. So it's far more normal than we have been able to allow ourselves to know because of our Newtonian, materialistic kind of perception in the world.
Wow,
it's amazing. Can you tell us a little bit more about what these experiences may entail? What types of definitions there may be for these experiences?
So when a child, one of my friends told me about her grandson, she was watching out the window, and the grandson is walking down the sidewalk, having a conversation with someone that is not seen, and the child is gesturing and talking directly to, you know, this being as if that the child could see the being, but no one else could. And so here my friend is like having a direct experience of observing and witnessing a child speaking to a being that is unseen. This happens a lot with children who have friends who they can't see, and we say, oh, they're imagining it, but you know, from the child's point of view, they are not imagining it. It's very real for them. When people are dying, quite often, especially in the aged, and many hospice workers and nurses have reported that. In a sense, this woman said, "My mother is speaking to something." The mother is in the process of dying, and the daughter says, "My mother is speaking to somebody," and I, you know, what's that? And the nurse, hospice worker, says, "Oh, that's normal." In a sense that many times people from the other side will come and make way and prepare for the individual for their leaving. Or there will be a light in the corner that the individual who is dying can see, and sometimes the person that isn't dying is sitting there as a support can see as well. So those kinds of things are much more normal. A friend of mine who is an EMT worker in emergency situations, and I said, you know, you must have seen quite a bit of things. He said, we're working so hard, we are aware of it, but we can't even give any thought to it. He said, but quite often, you know, I've experienced that, and we're not allowed to talk about it. Like, in a sense, we're not allowed to talk about it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like it exists.
Yes.
It exists as an experience for these EMT people who are working with individuals who are just about to pass or almost pass or those kinds of things, and they have these experiences, but they're not allowed to talk about it.
So who would tell them not to talk about it? The management or the American Medical Association, or who is?
It's just sort of an unspoken. It was an unspoken. Another book I have, which I just finished, is by a man named David Bennett. And the book is called Voyage of Purpose. And David had two near-death experiences. And one of them was he was in a Zodiac going from a large boat. A Zodiac is like a small boat. He was going from a very large boat to shore in a storm with four other people. And the storm wrecked the boat. David almost drowned, but he was rescued, and the four people all were rescued, and they all survived, but no one spoke of any experience. David did not speak of his experience for many, many years, because in terms of the engineering context or the, you know, you just don't talk about those things. So no one even said, hey, what was it like for you when you were in the water? Nobody even talked about that. So there's this unspokenness, or I would suspect in some religious orientations, religious traditions, where anything but Jesus and God, you know, other than them, you're not allowed to speak to God. You're not allowed to speak to angels. You know, you're not allowed to have mystical experiences because it's demonic or it's sinful, and so you don't talk about it. In fact, you can quite often people will deny these experiences for years and years.
Right. And people may think there's something wrong with themselves, so therefore they don't want to talk about it.
That's right.
Fascinating. Sherman?
A friend of mine who's a life coach and is an experiencer herself has been working with an individual who's in her 20s, and she was, because of the lack of wisdom and knowledge on the part of her friends and her family, she was hospitalized and medicated on very severe drugs because she was having these experiences of speaking to someone on the other side. And so she was highly pathologized, and, you know, the ability to get off those drugs and normalize your life is very, very challenging. So, you know, it makes sense given our old paradigm, I think, that's just beginning to go away. It's very, it can be threatening for people to actually speak the truth. And that's part of the value of having life coaches who can talk to people from a normal perspective without having to necessarily have it be something wrong or bad or sick or crazy. And as we get more wisdom about these experiences, it becomes more normal, so that psychology and therapy respects this process as a spiritual practice, spiritual process, as opposed to pathologizing it.
That's a scary story about that person ending up in the hospital and being pathologized, as you explained.
Go ahead.
That happens. Is that common, what you say, when you hear these stories about people having STEs, that when they speak about it, they have fairly negative experiences from people around them?
Yes, and that's one of the, in terms of going, if people go to assist.org and they there's a place where people have reported what is their highest desire here, and that one of their highest desires in a sense is to connect with other people who have had spiritually transformative experiences, so they have someone who can go, I know what you're talking about. You're not crazy. So having someone, the connection and community is really important. Having someone that they can talk to, that they feel safe, that the container is safe, that they're not going to be pathologized. Now, there are people who have experiences that they may need therapy or they may need something to help and support through that process. And and therapy can be really important part of that. But if looked at from this place of this is a part of our normal humanness, because we are, from my perspective, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And here's where we get to integrate our human spirit, if you will, and where we get to have the fulfillment of all of what's possible in our humanness. When we can own that, then our spiritual directors, our ministers can support in a much better way, as well as our counselors and psychologists and therapists and life coaches.
I know you speak also of exceptional human experiences as being the experience of synchronicities and wonder and awe, beauty and oneness.
Yes.
It seems like more people can relate to that, what you say? Those kind
more people can probably accept or admit that. And it's in a sense, it's a great gateway for exploring the quality of the experience of those moments of oneness, those experiences of awe and inspiration and beauty. The connection that we have in our humanness with those experiences is awesome. The challenge that comes with people who have had near-death experiences or out-of-body experiences is they don't have a place to integrate what they experienced. And many people who've had STEs, spiritually transforming experiences, experienced a knowing and a sense of home and connection, that oneness that they don't have never had on the planet in their earthly being. And so there's this pull between I want to be in that place of home and I want to be here with this experience. So the ability to integrate the process can be sometimes very challenging, even though that out-of-body experience or the conversations are so phenomenal and wondrous, but so challenging because it's like, well, what do you do with that? It's like a kid who lives in a very, very impoverished life. They go to Disneyland and they see the castle and all the delight, and now they're brought back into this impoverished place or that experience of that. And they go, what do you do with that? What makes sense, you know? And what's my purpose on the planet? And all those kinds of questions.
Yeah, then it opens up so many other questions. And you're saying that as far as when and how these experiences occur and to whom, it's people of all ages and all genders, religions, and cultural backgrounds.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit more about that.
I had an experience when I was on a sailboat in the middle of the ocean. You know, that was my first sort of true transformative mystical experience where I had a sense of oneness in the boat, and the boat was one with the ocean and one with the earth and one with the planet and the galaxy. And it was this unitive experience that really changed my life. I mean, I wouldn't have gone into transformative coaching and developed all of this probably had I not had that experience. There's reports from children, you know, who are even 2 years old, or people remembering when they were 2 years old having experiences of out of body. In fact, there's a book and a movie called Heaven Is For Real that was a 4 year old child. It just came out last spring, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was written by a minister because it was his son that had this out of body experience that he brought back. So like I said, people who are dying, who are very aged, and in fact, my friend Barbara, when her husband died with cancer, she saw this blue light around his head that came sort of between the walls of her house that was there as this welcoming, beautiful aura, and that was bringing, in a sense, love and wisdom to her husband as he was passing. So it can happen anytime, anywhere, with anyone, and any, you know, in fact, you know, I know there's many reports of scientists or creative people who've had their most amazing revelations when they're, you know, sitting next to the water, next to the pool, or on the walk in nature. Those kinds of places where there's a unitive something that occurs, and this automatic knowing comes through. And this happens quite often, and it's just like, can I trust this? Does this make sense? And we have the opportunity to, in a sense, experiment and investigate and say, let me see what happens if I look at this from a different perspective. And lo and behold, many of our advancements in science and technology and even in terms of our human development has come from these experiences of unitiveness and oneness and love and wisdom. And knowing.
You know, we have so many more questions about this, especially, you know, how you tap into that and, you know, which experiences are which, you know. When are you having a spiritually transformative experience, and when are you just confused, you know? And we have questions about, more questions about children, too, because that's probably where we can learn a whole lot, because children don't have all these, you know, shoulds and have-tos and, and boxes around them yet. But we're getting close to the end of our time, so I wonder if you could come back and speak to us a lot more about this, which would just be wonderful.
I would be happy to.
That would be awesome.
That'd be great. And for the limited time that we have left, I just wanted to be sure that, you know, for people that really liked what they heard today and connected with what you said, where can they find out more information about you and your work, Dr. Rosie?
People can go to my website, which is, if they just Google me, Rosie Kuhn, K-U-H-N, I come up pretty quickly, and my books come up. And you can find me at theparadigmshifts.com, T-H-E, paradigm, P-A-R-A-D-I-G-M, and shifts, S-H-I-F-T-S.com. And I just published a new book. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble called Me, capital M, capital E, dot, 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 101 Indispensable Insights I Didn't Get in Therapy. And it's a book of inspirations, and a much like the other books I've talked about in format, the You Know You're Transforming When, dot, dot, dot. So that just came out, and I'm very excited about that. So those are the ways to get me. Rosie at the Paradigm Shifts is my email address. You're welcome to contact me for more information and for support if you'd like.
Excellent.
And for training, if you're interested in training, I can tell you more about that, training as a life and spiritual coach through ASSIST.
That's right. You have a whole training program for life coaches as well. We'll put some of this information on our Facebook page so people can, you know, follow up there from there as well to your website and your email address. Thank you so much, Dr. Rosie. I'm so sorry we're out of time, but I'm really happy to hear that you're willing to come back and talk to us some more about this just very inspiring, interesting, and important topic, I would
Thank
say.
You. Thank you. I very look forward to talking to you guys as, and when that happens.
Yes.
Excellent.
We really can't wait for that.
Yeah, me too.
and thank,
thank
you,
everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Go ahead, Wendy. I'm taking your turn.
Okay. I just wanted to thank our listeners for tuning in again to Sky's the Limit Radio and taking advantage of learning some excellent tips and strategies to help you with your transformation. We appreciate you for listening and following us and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we did. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. We love to hear from you. And now we really have some great presents for you, too. If you can register for your own Sky's the Limit Radio Inspiration Kit containing three exciting gifts, you can check that out at our website at www.skysthelimitradio.com. And as always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Sky's the Limit Radio. Or visit us at our website at skysthelimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good stuff that we have coming up for you. So make sure you don't miss that one episode that could make a difference in your life. stay tuned each week to your inspiration.